Radio.
Hey, good afternoon everyone and welcome to your favorite radio program, My Radio. Today, we have prepared a very special program for you all. Indeed, we will be talking about a very interesting topical subject, from slavery to Obama. Our reporters went on the field to explore different facets of black people's lives and their evolution. The first chronicle deals with the origins of black people's music and how it has evolved over time. Leah, it's your turn.
Hello everyone and welcome to My Radio. I'm Leah, I'm a junior in high school and today I'm going to talk about African-American music in collaboration with Lina, Jasmine and Elsa who have prepared this column with me. Now, let's begin. This history of African-American music is closely linked to an awful reality. Music got them to integrate into society. Now, I'm going to talk about the Negro spiritual genre. This is a religious genre born in the 18th century among the black slaves of the United States. Originally, they were hymns taught by white missionaries. The slaves transformed their song and infused them with their African culture. We are going to listen to Go Down Moses by Louis Armstrong, illustrating this Negro spiritual genre.
Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Land.
Let my people go.
Oppressed so hard they could not stand.
Let my people go.
So the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaohs to let my people go.
Let my people go.
So Moses went to Egypt land.
Let my people go.
He made old Pharaoh understand.
Let my people go.
Yes, the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way down.
Down
in Egypt land. Tell all Pharaohs to let my people go.
Let my people go.
Firstborn dead.
Let my people go.
'Cause the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way down.
Down
in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh
to let my people go.
Thank you.
I hope you guys have enjoyed this song. Welcome back to my radio. We are now going to talk about gospel.
Yes, let's focus on this religious genre which succeeds the Negro spiritual of the 1920s, 1930s. We are going to listen to Oh Happy Days by the Golden Gospel Singers, illustrating the gospel genre.
Happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
oh when he was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
he washed my sins away,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day.
Oh happy day,
oh happy day,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
oh when he was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
he washed my sins away,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day.
Happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
oh when he was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
he washed my sins away,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day.
Happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
oh when he was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was,
he washed my sins away,
oh happy day,
yes happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day.
Oh happy day,
oh happy day,
talking about a day,
oh happy day,
oh when I get to heaven,
oh happy day,
I'm gonna sing and shout,
oh happy day,
there be nobody there,
oh happy day,
to honor me, I'm
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day.
Day.
I haven't been to heaven,
oh happy day,
but I done been told,
oh happy ooh, day,
streets have been to heaven,
oh happy day,
good God Almighty, I'll pay for with gold,
oh happy day,
oh what a happy day,
oh happy day,
ooh, happy happy day,
oh happy day,
yes oh what a happy day,
oh happy day.
Happy day.
Welcome back again to My Radio. For the last genre, we are going to talk about soul music.
This is a popular genre of the 1950s. In the United States, it's derived from gospel and R&B. We are going to listen to The Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, illustrating soul music.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting
time. Radio.
Now, let's talk about the evolution of African-American athletes, more precisely, the success on the Olympic Games and what that brought for the USA. All right, here we go!
Hey everyone, I'm here with Clément, and today we are going to discuss the struggle of the black community through different key events in American sports history.
To begin with, let's go back to 1936, during the Olympic Games of Berlin. One athlete stands out among all the other ones. Why? Because he is black. Indeed, Jesse Owens was the first Afro-American athlete in Olympic Games history. During the game, Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals. Hitler took that as a provocation for the United States. But the ultimate reality will remain that Owens became a sliver of hope for the USA and the rest of the world.
We will now go to 1968 at the Olympic Games of Mexico. Thomas Smith and John Carlos, both winners of the men's 200 meters, marked history by going to the podium with a black glove on the right hand lifted towards the sky to denounce the segregation that has always presence in the United States. This gesture became a symbol for the black community in order to become visible among the white population.
During the 80s, all these symbols helped black people integrate quickly into sports like basketball, American football, or baseball. Today, black athletes are present in all sports. Despite this, tensions are always present and athletes are highly engaged following recent events like the Black Lives Matter movement.
Thanks for listening to us, and now let's listen to a song by Bruno Mars.
Focus on the movement's Black Lives Matter against the violence and racism of white police officers. Boys, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, dear listeners. I hope you're doing well, and today it's a WH Question Chronicle. We are going to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. But what is this? Black Lives Matter is an African-American and activist movement which fights against the violence and the racism that the colored people of the USA are a victim of. You can follow the hashtag Black Lives Matter on Twitter to be informed about the actions.
Where was the movement born? The movement comes primarily from Los Angeles in the USA, with a lot of demonstration in the streets. There is the protest program on their website. When was the movement created? It appeared in 2013 on Twitter with the hashtag Black Lives Matter launched by Patrice Cullors after a white policeman killed an African-American teenager. This white man is George Zimmerman, and has been acquitted for that murder. The social media's user thought that that was unacceptable.
How does Black Lives Matter fight for African American people's rights today? Black Lives Matter multiplies events. They do a lot of demonstration in the street to denounce the racism and the violence of the police. Because in America, there are a lot of injustices.
What does Black Lives Matter mean? It means that black poverty is state violence. The fact that 2.8 million black people are locked in jail is state violence. How is it even possible that 500,000 black people in the USA are undocumented immigrants and relegated to the shadows? So, as you can see, there are a lot of facts about black people in the USA that people don't care about, but we must stop that.
Thanks for listening to O'Colon. Now, let's listen to Maroon 5's Moves Like Jagger.
Welcome back. At last, a subject that will be dedicated to the black community in the cinema, in particular the roles they played. Also, we'll speak about the most famous films where the key actors were black. Come on, girls!
Hey everyone, we are going to talk about black people in American movies. At the beginning of the 20th century, black people used to be segregated, which means that there weren't any colored actors in the movie. Black characters used to be played by white actors disguised in black. As was the case in the first American short films, Uncle Tom's Cabin, in 1903. In addition, when colored people began to appear in movies, they were only used as decor, like musicians and slaves. For example, in the film A Streetcar Named Desire, where the jazz players had to entertain white people.
Sometimes black people had real roles in movies, but they were always the same ones. First, the mammy. It's a caricature of the black nanny who was really loyal to a white family. For example, the actress Hattie McDaniel in Gone with the Wind. Then, colored women also played the tragic mulatto, who was a mixed-race person. She was usually sad or even suicidal. In the movie Birth of a Nation, the character Lydia was a tragic mulatto. Also, black actors used to play Tom, an old and friendly slave who was being hit by white people, as in the movie The Uncle Tom's Cabin. And finally, they would play coons, fearful and lazy people who were good for nothing. In some movies, black people were badly represented. Colored actors would play roles like the Buck, who was a violent person, a danger for society. Another role was the Gnat, which was a slave who wanted to kill his owner to be free. These representations of the bad black people were created in the movie Birth of a Nation, directed by David Griffith in 1915. However, colored people were positively represented in movies produced by black people only. These movies were called race movies, and they were played and watched by colored people.
Some white producers also fought for colored people's civil rights. The movie Carmen Jones, produced in 1954, had a casting with black people only. The producer of the film, Otto Preminger, wanted to show that black people could play any role, even the important ones. To conclude, America's cinema was an image of its own society. During the period of segregations, movies recreated the inequality between black and white people. But some films also fought for the African-American civil rights movement and helped to change America's mentality. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for having listened to our radio program this afternoon. We hope that you enjoyed this moment spent with us. Nos gustaría darle las gracias a Eddie que nos ha ayudado muchísimo en este trabajo. Gracias, Güey. Hasta siempre, compadre. Have a nice weekend on my radio. Goodbye.
Ma radio.